L-E-T-E-N-E-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon and I are looking at trade to the People's Republic of China. Why? Because you will recall in the recent Trump administration, there were many tariffs that were a source of controversy for all 4 years of the administration. The presumption was the Biden administration would go in a new direction, especially when it comes to trading with someone as powerful and as eager as China. However, now we turn to the news. There has been no profound change in the tariffs from the Trump administration, though we're many months into the Biden administration. And the Washington Dateline, Wall Street Journal, most recently, nearly three dozen of the nation's most influential business groups representing retailers, chip makers, farmers, others, are calling on the Biden administration to restart negotiations with China and cut tariffs on imports, saying they are a drag on the U.S. economy. The tariffs on electronics, apparel, other goods made in China, which are paid by U.S. importers, were kept in place in part to ensure that China fulfills its obligations under its 2020 Phase One trade pact with the U.S. Our man on trade is Alan Tonelson, who blogs at Reality Check, who has been our corrective to our eagerness these years to vouchsafe for international trade. Alan, a very good evening to you. The Biden administration surprises everyone by making no change in the tariffs. But now business groups crowding around the president and his counselors saying drop the import tariffs. Is that a wise decision? Good evening to you, Alan.
Hi, John, and hi, Gordon. And it would be a terrible decision because if you look at U.S. manufacturing, certainly, which is the main focus of U.S.-China trade and has been now for decades, you see that the Trump tariffs, which originally began being imposed in March of 2018, have absolutely nothing to do with the price levels that attach to Chinese goods entering this market and have had absolutely no impact over any serious stretch of time on the prices of U.S. manufactured goods, meaning the inflation that we have seen in U.S. manufactured goods.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, it's my impression that China, and this is both local governments there and also the factories themselves, have absorbed most of the costs of the tariffs. What say you?
There's no question about that, and you can see that that before COVID struck the Chinese economy back at the very end of 2019 and the very beginning of 2020, Chinese industrial profits were down a great deal, and that is surely because they were being denied so many sales into the U.S. market. And in that vein, it's really important to keep in mind that these Trump tariffs, which, as John correctly noted, have not been lifted yet by President Biden, have affected hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods that the Chinese had been sending to the U.S. each year. And the effect of these tariffs clearly has been to price an enormous percentage of those Chinese goods out of the U.S. market. And not only are Chinese companies eating the costs of those tariffs, but actually U.S. manufacturers have been too. And that could have one very beneficial effect on the entire U.S. economy, the loss of availability of these artificially cheap Chinese goods might spur them to increase productivity in response.
Gordon, a puzzle here. odd. Chinese officials have told U.S. businesses, this is the Wall Street Journal, U.S. business executives that they won't move on trade issues until the administration makes it clear that it accepts the phase one deal. Remind us the phase one deal, Gordon, that China never fulfilled.
Yeah, the phase one deal, John, was signed, I think, on January 15th of last year. And what it did was it instituted requirements, purchase requirements, that the Chinese would have to buy a certain amount of U.S. goods and services, both agricultural and manufactured goods. And there were also some commitments on the part of China to open up its markets, especially in the financial services area. But China has not filled its purchase commitments. These were thought to be pretty easy for Beijing to do because they were very specific. Yet China nonetheless has not honored its obligations under the phase one deal.
This reminds me, Gordon, of a witticism from some time ago. I can't remember where it came from, that contracts are good with the Chinese. They just have to start all over again 24 hours later. That what we have here is another example of how China bargains. And they've bargained successfully now for 30 years, dating back to the Clinton administration. So they're bringing the same playbook to the Biden administration. They don't fulfill their deals, and they expect you to fulfill your side.
And yes, we fulfilled our side by dropping our tariffs. I think that it's really important for the Biden administration not just to hold the line on Trump tariffs, but to actually increase them. Because for various reasons, this seems to me the way to go to help U.S. workers.
Alan, the Secretary of the Treasury, Ms. Yellen, believes that the tariffs are harming the U.S. or the U.S. economy. Do you agree to that?
Well, there's certainly been absolutely no sign of significant U.S. consumer price inflation until the economy began recovering explosively from the brief, very sharp recession that it suffered due to the virus in the spring of 2020. There was no sign of inflation for businesses either in terms of the Chinese inputs that they were buying. And so I have absolutely no idea what Treasury Secretary Yellen's talking about. And I strongly suspect that she doesn't either, because she's a wonderful labor economist, but she's no trade economist.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, why do you think the Chinese have not fulfilled their purchase requirements under the phase one trade deal?
I suspect that they were counting on in 2020 on a Biden victory. I'm sure they were counting on Biden to at least start lifting those tariffs very soon after his term in office began. And that's proven to be a very lousy bet by them. I have a feeling, though, that they're not going to change their behavior until the Biden administration begins using the very powerful enforcement provisions that are contained in this phase one trade agreement, the most powerful and potentially most effective by far that are contained in any U.S. trade agreement, to sanction that Chinese behavior. And what's so great about these enforcement provisions is they pretty much neutralize the possibility of any subsequent Chinese retaliation. So it's a very low risk, very high gain gambit that President Biden should really be considering right now.
Gordon, this is a puzzle. If I came to this from Mars and looked at it without all of the, what you'd have to say, tragedy of the last year and a half, I would say that the U.S. has the leverage here and should use it. Is that a fair reading of where we are, that China's asking us to do something and we don't have to until China complies?
Yes, John. And one reason why we have the leverage is China's merchandise trade surplus against the U.S. last year constituted 58.0% of its overall merchandise trade surplus for 2020. That means extraordinary dependence on the U.S. market. That gives us leverage. This leverage we have year in, year out, and we don't use it.
And if I could add, this is where the enforcement provisions of the trade deal come in, because Trump trade representative Robert Lighthizer brilliantly convinced the Chinese to agree to a system where if either side doesn't like something that the other side does in terms of complying with this agreement, their only option is pulling out. That is a very credible threat for the United States because, as Gordon pointed out, China needs U.S. trade so much more than the U.S. needs China trade. And as a result, it is a completely non-credible threat for the Chinese.
Alan Tunnelson is a trade expert, our guide on international trade. He blogs at Reality Check. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baffin.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.